Yeah, so, hi everybody, I'm going to make you work. This is like really a classroom. How many people read the thing that I passed out in the beginning of this session? Oh, good, great. So, this is, it's either called IFAT or IFAT. Everyone sort of disagrees about that, but it was developed by Michael Epstein, and it's an answer form for a multiple choice test slash quiz. It's a scratch-off surface with a star below the correct answer. And the idea is to use it in a classroom to get students to work in groups and respond to a reading that they, the way I use it is to get students to respond to a reading that they have done to prepare for that class lecture. In the literature about it, it talks about having the thrill of a lottery ticket. And I tell that to my students and they're like, well, I don't know about that. But it is actually kind of fun to scratch off and see if you got the star on the first try. So it's described as having these three pedagogical benefits. It provides immediate rather than delayed feedback, so you're answering a quiz, you don't have to wait to get graded later. The feedback is also corrective, so if you scratch off the wrong answer, you have another opportunity to scratch off an answer and get partial credit. So that's the third. The students are rewarded for proximate knowledge of the correct answer. So I'm going to give you a chance to play around with this and see what it feels like to be a student answering one of these questions. So I need to have you work in groups. So the groups should be about four or five people. So I'm going to pass one of these sheets out. We'll have five on this side of the room and five on that side of the room. So here's a group there. Here's a group. Okay. All right. I'm gonna stop now, wherever you are, and let you know that these are the correct answers. So if you finished, you scratched off and saw these answers using the star system. But if you didn't and you were dying to know, those are the correct answers to this particular quiz. So what I want to know from you is, how did this feel to do this exercise, to take this quiz? What did you think? What was it like?
It was fun.
Okay.
Much better than circling answers.
Much better than circling answers. Anybody else?
It's better than just yelling out the answer to the instructor or to the professor.
Yeah. What about the value of the groups? Was there anything associated with being in a group that made a difference with this quiz? People could keep quiet and not really participate. That does happen. Absolutely. I sometimes have to interject in my classes to get them to be more participatory. Yeah.
It gives some room for discussion.
It gives room for discussion. This is the biggest thing that I see. If I were to just give a quiz that everybody took individually and packed into me, there would, some people would get the answers right and some people would get them wrong. What happens with this IFAT sheet is I hear the students arguing about the right answer. And I hear them say, no, I think it's B because, and then they give their justification for it. And then somebody says, no, but it could be C because this. So they are discussing what they read. Now, if I were to say, okay, take 10 minutes in the beginning of class and discuss what you read last night for class today, I guarantee that would not happen. I mean, it just doesn't. But this way, they really do discuss and argue, and they care. They want to get that star under the, scratched off block. Yes?
Concerned about is that it's a discussion amongst those people who have read the homework, and of course those who haven't don't participate, and they don't, if they're doing it together, they don't have an incentive necessarily to have done the homework.
That is true. It's not perfect. I will walk around, though, and I'll say, so, you know, Jim, what did you think about this? And or I'll say, everyone needs to participate in this discussion, or, boy, I could tell who didn't read last night by who's not talking. So it's some work on the part of the instructor to get that to happen. And then some of it is also just, you know, that's life. Like, there will be people who don't do the homework and who get to fly a little bit. These quizzes only count as 5% of their grade, so it's enough that it's worth doing, but it's not enough that it's really going to change anything for someone that gets to fly. Yeah.
Is there a classroom size that's most effective for doing this?
Well, I have used it in very small classes, and I teach a class to 50 students, and I have 10 groups, 5 students in a group, and, you know, I do it in the beginning of almost every class. So they get used to it. That's another thing. It gets them to come to class on time. Because if they don't, if they're not there for the quiz, their initials don't go. I make them, they all sign the top of it at the beginning of the semester, and then there are 4 questions on each quiz. They have to put their initials next to each block. So if they're not there that day, their initials don't appear, and they'll get a zero for that quiz. They're allowed to have 2 zeros that then are dropped, but if they miss more than 2 classes, then, you know, they start getting zeros averaged in.
So you maintain the whole sheet through the series of. Yeah,
so I collect them and then I pass them back out. It's also a really great way for me to learn 50 students' names because I test myself as I pass their sheet back in the first couple of weeks and I am able to learn all 50's names. Yeah.
So they stay in the same groups for the whole?
Yeah, they stay in the same, and they do other things in those groups in my class. But here, I have also used it in a class of 10 students. And then there's, you know, regroups. It works there too.
Let's thank our speaker, Sue Barton.